This is your KUTX Soundcheck. About 5 years ago, NASA launched the Juno spacecraft, a probe sent to study Jupiter by entering its orbit, where it is scheduled to arrive by Monday, July 4th. To celebrate Juno's entrance into Jupiter's orbit, NASA and Apple apparently asked some American musicians to compose original tracks to mark the occasion, as the world is finding out today. So far, Weezer has released a power ballad dedicated to the old US of A, and Trent Reznor and his longtime collaborator Atticus Ross have created a chilling soundscape congruent with the Oscar-winning duo's soundtrack work. Will more of these surprise songs spring up as the day goes on? Who knows? For now, purchasing and streaming of these tunes is only available via iTunes and Apple Music. 2 days ago, Apple patented a technology that would allow certain venues and/or artists to disable iPhone cameras at concerts. Carrying out the technology would involve installing infrared sensors at venues or on stages that would detect the iPhone user's camera and simply disable its use, therefore blocking the user from filming the show and inevitably annoying many concertgoers standing behind the perp. So far, Apple has yet to directly comment on the patent or their intent for the technology. China has banned pop star and actress Lady Gaga from its country. Again. This time, it was for meeting with the Dalai Lama last Sunday to discuss, quote, the power of kindness and how to make the world a more compassionate place. As a result, China's propaganda department released an immediate cease and desist issue, banning media outlets from distributing or uploading Gaga's music, while broadcasters were instructed to publicly condemn the pop star and her meeting with the Tibetan spiritual leader. Though, how strictly Lady Gaga's ban is being enforced is speculative at best. All we care about is runway models, Cadillacs, and liquor bottles. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.